Luke, fantastic to see you. Of course, you're the coach of the Sydney Under-14s. Great win, but the experience of coming up here is good for the players and good for yourself. It's something a little bit different. And also the kids discover that all their food isn't made out of a plastic container.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think the boys value the opportunity to come and play against country. Great facilities here at Tamworth. Yeah, we had a good bus trip up yesterday. The boys had a good time, but you know, when they needed to put it on the ground, they did what their coaches wanted them to do, and they've had a great time.
It's a fast food joints at Musselbrook and Singleton and get a bit of a hammering on the way up and back. But you're part of the Hunter Hills Club, of course, in the northern suburbs of Sydney. Tell us a little bit about what's going on there and how things are going in seniors and juniors.
We were elevated to Kemble Cup this year, and you know, it's a very hard competition, and we found that we've had a pretty tough season, so we'll wait and see what happens for next year. That's on the back of winning the second division championship last year. What the reality is, you know, to provide community rugby, you need sponsors, you need lots of volunteers, and so we all have to work pretty hard to maintain numbers. Our juniors have been really well patronised, and we've sort of stabilised. We have over 350 juniors, but our focus has also been to broaden the base. So we have a women's team that we started last year, and they won their first tournament 2 weeks ago up at Gordon. Tremendous. And we've also been involved in wheelchair rugby as well, with New South Wales Wheelchair Rugby and Wheelchair Sports. So that's been important, to just teach our kids and our senior players that rugby is not just about you, it's about being part of a community. So that went a long way, I think, to us winning the New South Wales Club of the Year in 2017.
Tell us a little bit about that. Great rewards. Did you see any players? Did you get any money? Did you get just the love? Tommy Croft there, of course, the development officer for all of Sydney, he sort of gets out to you and gets about?
Yeah, look, you know, the thing is, rugby is a game that is loved by its participants, and it's always important for us to draw new people to the game. That's why we've worked hard on broadening our base. We want to make sure that we offer players, and whether they be junior girls, junior boys, or senior boys, senior men and women, we want to offer them the full experience and let them know why rugby is the greatest sport in the world. Club of the Year, it was an honour. You know, there were no accolades. I think it made it maybe a little bit easier for us to work with sponsors, because they obviously wanted to be associated with us. But you know what? That was then, this is now, and we've got to start it all again for 2019. So I think it's a great initiative. I think New South Wales Rugby really recognise that community rugby is their jewel in the crown. As long as they keep looking after not just, you know, suburban rugby, but also country rugby, and trying to think about what does it mean for someone to get up on a Saturday morning and think they're going to go and have the greatest day of their week, then, yeah, that's all they've got to worry about. And the rest will look after itself. The volunteers will keep turning up. But, yeah, we've got to have players. And that's why when I coach, my number one aim is to make sure that rugby is the code of choice for kids as they come play footy.
So also, you had Gary Butts yesterday from Norths. He gave you the $500 cheque. Need to see more from the Intrust Super Shoot Shield teams, as they're happy to come in and take all the players and not give any recognition to the game, yet go and blame everybody else. That's something that needs to do a little bit more from the Shoot Shield point of view as well. Norths is the club you're aligned with in that sort of area?
Yeah, that's right. I'm actually a former Norths Juniors president. At a juniors level, we've got great cohesion, and over the last couple of years, we've worked really hard to build bridges between the Norths seniors and the Norths juniors. It's always, you know, there's so many priorities and so much time people have to put into various things that, you know, you just got to keep at it. And I'm seeing a lot more alignment between a lot of the junior clubs and the Shoot Shield clubs, and so I think the pathway is well established. You just can never give up.
Now, of course, earlier this year, we had the implementation of weight for children to come and play. Other sports talk about it, but rugby's doing something about it. Tell us a little bit about it, seeing as you're on the board of Sydney and also New South Wales Junior Rugby.
Yeah, look, Size for Age is the initiative. We've been working very closely with the AAU. Safety policy, it's about making sure that kids are in a safe environment, both themselves and their opposition. So we assessed over 130 kids this year in the Sydney Metropolitan Competition, and they were kids that were undersized and oversized, and that's two standard deviations from the mean for those that care. And again, that was a policy that we worked on with the AAU. It's been an interesting journey. There's been a lot of learnings. I'll be sitting down with the AAU in the next couple of weeks to filter through that, but we're committed to it. I believe that you know, rugby is unique in that it is the only one that's taken it seriously. Yeah. We'll see lots of, you know, two-page spreads in the Telegraph about rugby league, but I don't think it'll ever happen, whereas we're serious about it. And, you know, it's a journey. We're not there yet, but we've started it, and I'm forever grateful for a lot of the volunteer coaches, level two coaches that have been out there working with kids, making them feel that it's about safety and making sure that they're going to enjoy their rugby.
Luke, thanks for your time. Congratulations on the result, and all the best to you when you're part of Sydney, and also New South Wales Juniors, and on the way through, all the best with Hunters Hill as well. And we want to thank you for your time for coming up here to Tamworth as part of the Country versus City Games.
Mate, wouldn't swap it for the world. You know, this is a really important fixture, not for just the City boys being able to come to the bush and play, but also for the Country boys. I know it means a lot to them. And mate, long shall it for rain. You know, it's just one of the great traditions in New South Wales rugby, and I couldn't be more proud to be part of it.